Welcome to Liz Collin Reports. On the podcast, she's now known as a J6er. A Rochester woman is speaking out ahead of her May trial. Victoria White faces multiple federal charges stemming from January 6, 2021. New video is shedding a very different light on what went on that day more than 2 years ago. Victoria is here to talk about that video and the latest developments in her case. Victoria, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me on.
I do want to start with that video. It's something that came to light just recently. It's quite graphic. I want to warn our viewers, our listeners about that. But it's from the Lower West Terrace Tunnel at the U.S. Capitol, just to set the scene a bit. Talk about that, though. When did you see this for the first time, and what does it show?
It's body cam footage, and it shows not just one officer beating me, but multiple, which you couldn't really tell from the older video that was out. And actually, this video was not turned over to myself and my attorney with our discovery so we can prepare for our case, which is actually illegal for the prosecution to do. So you can just imagine how surprised I was when a journalist sent me this video footage.
And that was just a couple of weeks ago, correct?
Correct. Yep. Correct.
And you can really see up close. Is it about 40 times that you're struck? Is that right?
The one officer in white, he was a lieutenant at the time. He's now been promoted to commander. Struck me 40 times with a collapsible metal baton, and also punched me five times in the face, as well as him and other officers jabbing me with their batons.
And I want to mention, too, this happens just within a 3 or 4 minute time period.
Correct.
You basically black out. But what do you remember from what happened in the tunnel? What are your first memories from that day?
I remember immediately, like, just being squished and trying to keep myself from not falling down, trying to breathe. And as that's going on, that's my main focus, is to stay alive, not fall and be trampled, be able to breathe because it's so tight. Then the next thing I know, I'm getting maced, but it's not typical like mace. I found out that they use something called OC spray. It's a, I guess you could say, a more potent type of mace. And then the next thing I know comes a blow to my head, and then I'm just like instantly thrown back to like the times in my past with my ex. I was in a severe domestically abusive relationship. Then I just blacked out.
Tell people what you were trying to do in that moment. Why were you in that tunnel in the first place?
So I had stopped two men from breaking the Capitol window. And then after other guys that were standing by, I physically tried, you know, and yelled at them as well. And then with the second guy, when I went to pull him down, a group of men pulled me off of him. And then they're yelling things like, throw her in the window, stuff like that. So I got scared. And so I wanted to go up to the next tier, because just to get to that level that I was at, you had to go through an enclosed staircase. So I turned my attention toward the arch, which was the tunnel, which I had no idea it actually would eventually lead into the Capitol. And I just know there was a lot of people. And then I go to step down to hand someone a water bottle. And then I'm like instantly like engulfed. It's like a tide or something just coming in. You know, I'm just fighting to stay up.
So you were charged in an indictment a year later. So this is January 2022 with civil disorder, aiding and abetting, entering and remaining in a restricted building, disorderly and disruptive conduct inside a restricted building. You've pleaded not guilty. Just explain that, why you were there in D.C. that day and your goal of all of this.
I was just there to see Trump and to let it be known, like, in the sense, like, if a lot of people came, I felt that they would see there's no way that he didn't win. He lost the election. There's no way that he lost it, especially to Biden. And I thought it would just be also to like a typical Trump rally. And I had no idea we were going to go to the Capitol. It was a really like happy, joyous time up until the Capitol. Even on the way to the Capitol, we were some of the last people to leave the Ellipse. And as we got close to the Capitol, there were no signs saying do not come, no police shutting anything down. All you saw is a massive amount of people just waving flags, singing, and nothing like what happened.
Bring us up to date here. You were scheduled to enter into a plea agreement last month, Victoria, but what changed?
I just felt like I just want this all to be over, and I was just really beyond stress. But when I went there to DC, which was approved because I had court, I had went to the DC vigil, which they hold every night outside of the jail where men have been locked up for 2 years pre-trial and being tortured. And when I say all types of bad things happen to them by the guards, and the guys call in and they have them speak, and then it goes on to a microphone so you can hear, everyone can hear, and speaker. My heart just broke, and I think God allowed me to live for a reason. I have always thought that since day one, like I should be dead. But he allowed me to live for a reason, and I believe it's to speak the truth and to tell people what happened that day and what's continuing to happen to American citizens. Not just our rights are being stripped away. Our families are being destroyed. It's really sad and disgusting what's going on. Yeah.
And you alluded to this, Victoria, but it was last month then prosecutors asked a judge to put you in jail because of that trip to D.C. And I understand that you were on Capitol Hill and you were able to meet with some GOP lawmakers. Talk about who was with you and who you did talk to.
Yeah. So Lauren Boebert gave us 30 minutes and we just asked for investigation and, you know, into Ashley Babbitt's murder. Roseanne Boyd, a lot of people may not know, there's actually four January 6th attendees who were murdered. Ashley Babbitt, Roseanne Boyland, Kevin Greeson, and Benjamin Phillips. You know, that's who we know that died on that date. And then we also asked for an investigation into the fact that we still have political prisoners, because that's what they are. Men who've been in locked up pre-trial for 2 years. Yeah.
And you filed a lawsuit of your own against the DC police for everything that happened to you for your attack. Where does that stand?
I had asked for it to be dropped just so I can deal with the criminal trials first. It's a lot just to go through. So the judge approved that I could come back after my criminal trial is done and pursue suing them. Yep.
And you have a court date, I know, scheduled for later this week. Talk about your expectations for that hearing. And then you are set for trial as of this point for May 8th.
Correct. I'm hoping, because I had to fire my public defender. The first two body cams that had came out that was exculpatory. Then there was a third one and that was it. I'm just, you know, I needed to have someone who's, you know, going to make sure that things like that either don't happen, or when they do, that the prosecution is held responsible. So I have a new attorney, a paid one, and hopefully the judge will allow trial to be pushed back so that we can go through discovery. And a lot of people also may not know that January 6th defendants cannot see their own discovery. And the little bit that they allow the attorneys to be able to see and then show their clients, it's ridiculous. That's why it's really important that the 44, I found out it's now 44,000 instead of 14,000 or 41,000. It's now 40, and they keep changing how the amount of footage.
This is 44,000 hours of video.
Yes. Yeah. Which, you know, is pertinent. How can we properly defend ourselves if we can't even see our own discovery? So it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Explain what this has done to your life. And I think a lot of people ask you this too. Do you regret making that trip to DC at this point?
Even though it's ruined my life, and it has, I don't regret it because I didn't do anything wrong. I came to support my president, who's Donald Trump, and to let my face and voice be heard in the sense that, yes, I voted for him. And look at, there were at least 1 million to 2 million people there that day, despite what the mainstream media tries to say, that there were only so many thousands. No, it was definitely at least 1 million, if not 2 million. I don't know. There were so many people. And if I don't stand for freedom and use my voice to do it, the First Amendment is first for a reason. And I don't regret it because it's what I can do for my country.
And of those numbers, as you're talking, it's 900 to 1,000 people at this point, right, who have been charged in the wake of all of this.
Correct. And as from my understanding, that they have 3,000 more indictments that they want to go after and arrest people for being there on January 6th. It seems like they're now expanding. So just anyone on the grounds, they've raided your home in the sense you'll wake up to the FBI breaking in your door. They use the local police as well as FBI agents. They've used tanks and a few different people, especially those who are ex-military. They use tanks to come in. Like, I don't know if they're tanks are like, you know, those police vehicles that have the ram thing. And then they put their kids, they've put kids in cuffs, handcuffs, little kids, and they've pointed guns with the red dots on their spouses and their children and themselves. I mean, the J6er. It's disgusting. It's beyond disgusting.
You have this media attention focused on Tucker Carlson as he has gained access, his producers, to some never before seen video also from January 6th. But then you have the media slamming him for airing that and talking to viewers about what they've uncovered, you know, over the course of a couple of days. But I'm curious, do you think the public will ever really know the full story here?
They deserve to know the full story. And while I'm thankful for the little bit that Tucker showed, which to January 6th defendants, we've known like about Officer Sicknick. We've known obviously that the Q Shaman guy was just talking. We didn't know about the officers walking him around. But there's so much more that wasn't shown, and Tucker kind of gave in to the leftists, the politicians, and whoever else was complaining that he was even showing that. And we were worried that something like that would happen. Really, it should have just been released to the public like McCarthy had promised.
As a Minnesotan, Victoria, I wanted to ask you about the George Floyd riots. This is right in your backyard, but There's more than $1 billion in damage left behind from those days. 1,500 businesses destroyed, more than 100, you know, leveled altogether. Multiple deaths in those riots. Talk about the difference for you and how that story has been portrayed, you know, compared to January 6th.
I'm kind of, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, even just look at 2020 in DC when they burned the church. I mean, it's, you can really tell that there's bias and there is hatred towards conservatives, not just from the media, but from even the judicial system. If you listen in to these court hearings for January 6ers, they're getting away with breaking the law. The judges, there's a case of the Proud Boys trial where it was came out that the FBI were listening in to client attorney privileged conversation they handed from the defense, and they gave that to the prosecution so they could change their tactic in the trial, as well as the FBI agents were laughing as to the fact that they shut down the spouse of one of the men, shut down their bank account and her Venmo. And then they said, is their house foreclosed yet? And they communications. So there was communications that was accidentally handed to the defense, and this is what was in it. And they're laughing at this, and they're doing this because, and they're like, no, their house hasn't foreclosed yet. So they're like, oh, we should keep pushing the trial longer in the hopes that it'll break this man to the point that he will take a plea deal. It's really disgusting what they're doing. And that's just some of what they're doing.
What is the best way for people to follow this story, a place to go?
The Gateway Pundit has been amazing in getting the stories out for, you know, everyone to see. You can go there. You don't have to, you know, pay to read. Epoch Times has been good. I know some of the articles are behind a paywall. Then there's, if you want to see video that you'll never see on like Fox or any of the big news liberal media out there, there's other January 6th links out there that I can send you.
Okay, well, we'll get that all up for people to continue to follow the story. But Victoria White from Rochester, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And that will do it for this episode of Liz Collin Reports. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel by clicking the subscribe button there. We'll see you next time.